The scripture today is Luke 12, 6 and 7. Are not five sparrows sold for two copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten for God, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows.
Morning, church. Happy Sabbath. May the Lord bless us abundantly this morning as we celebrate our induction program for our club. We are so blessed to have such a good group of kids and youth that are willing to serve the Lord. And we are so blessed to have a church that is willing to support their kids. We're so happy that we are able to do this and make you, as a family, part of it, so we can all together come and celebrate and start this new year as a Pathfinder Club in the hands of the Lord. Today, our Pathfinders are going to be talking to us about our pledge and law, and they're going to be talking about the meaning for us as Pathfinders and for us as a church, as Christians, and the spirit of reverence that we should have before the Lord, and the spirit of service before God and humanity. So they're going to be talking to us, but first I want to invite our staff to come and join me here in the platform so we can officially start this process for this induction service.
So basically, we're just going to step up as staff and introduce ourselves and what class we teach. And then when we're done, I have a couple of other special introductions that I'd like to make. I'll start off. My name's Lynette Merrill. All you guys know me. I'm the deputy director. My husband is also on staff, but he is sleeping. So just you all know Brian. If you don't know Brian, he works a lot. So he's sleeping today. So, and pray for him. So next.
I'm Janice Little, and I have the privilege of teaching, co-teaching, both the Friends class and the Companions class.
I'm Kimberly Little, and I am the club secretary, and I help wherever else I'm needed.
She helps keep me grounded.
I'm Heather Stewart, and I co-teach the Friend and Companion class with Janice.
I'm Hannah Fortuna, I'm co-director, and I also help teach guide.
I'm Christine Giannani, and I teach the Ranger class this year.
I'm Trudy Beckner, and I'm teaching Voyagers this year.
I'm Jennifer Bechtel, and I'm teaching cake decorating.
I'm Chris Warmkessel. I teach drill, and I'm also teaching the duct tape honor.
I'm Cody Warmkessel, and I'm help wherever I'm needed, mostly with drill with my brother Chris.
I guess you all know who I am, right? I am Uridis Fortuna, and I am the director. Yeah. And with this wonderful staff, this club wouldn't be possible without them. Like, I don't take the credit for anything here. They do everything you're seeing today. So God bless us, and Annette. So I proclaim the induction ceremony of the Valley View Pathfinder Club to be called to order and declaring session. In this program, we will discuss the spirit of pathfindering, which is the essence of pathfindering. It is the spirit of achievement, of adventure, of awakening and awareness, the spirit of beauty, blessing, commitment, camaraderie, and consecration, the spirit of dedication, duty, energy, and enthusiasm. But above all these, as I said before, the spirit of reverence and the spirit of service to God and men. We're gonna use the lights. This light is of itself not complete or not sufficient. And to introduce these lights, we're now going to call our staff to help us with that.
Pathfinder Friend is a class, a course of study in spiritual awareness, intellectual learning, manual skills, and physical fitness that will enable the young Pathfinder to be a better neighbor in the church and the community and a friend of God throughout eternity.
Pathfinder Companion Class is a course of study in spiritual growth, mental development and learning, manual skills and physical fitness that will enable the growing Pathfinder to acquire a deeper meaning to life and a meaningful companionship with our Lord Jesus Christ every hour of every day.
The Pathfinder Explorer Class is a course of study in spiritual development, mental growth and learning, manual skills and physical fitness that will enable the developing Pathfinder to discover new methods and experience new adventures in exploring God's written word in his created works.
The Pathfinder Ranger class is a course of study including spiritual, mental, manual, and physical development that will lead the Pathfinder into new areas of discovery in the natural world, together with a new and deeper spiritual understanding that will open the way to a greater happiness and genuine fulfillment.
The Pathfinder Voyager class is a course of study that will encourage and lead the more mature Pathfinders to dedicate themselves more fully to acquiring a deeper and broader understanding of God through a diligent and consistent study of his written word and the marvels evident in his created works as seen through the book of nature.
The Pathfinder Guide class is a course of study that emphasizes personal growth and spiritual discovery, guides the more mature Pathfinders to the development of new survival skills, nurtures the development of leadership skills, and strengthens the commitment to being a dedicated servant of God and friend to man.
The Teen Leadership Training Program is a 4-year course designed to train and mentor and challenge the teen Pathfinder with new and meaningful responsibilities in the Pathfinder Club and Pathfinder Ministry, and in the mission and outreach of the church. The program promotes the development of life skills, a sense of achievement and responsibility, a greater understanding and respect for authority, and a progressive development of leadership skills acquired and enhanced through actual supervised participation in real and meaningful positions of responsibility in the Pathfinder Club and the church, thus providing the development of the next generation of leaders and assuring the successful passing of the torch of leadership. The Master Guide class is a course of study including deeper spiritual insight, greater mental and intellectual growth, and greater and more varied manual and physical skills that will enable the more mature candidate to become a leader and role model who will influence young people and lead them to acquire a greater knowledge and deeper understanding of our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ as creator of the universe, savior and redeemer of mankind, and our soon coming king.
These candles represent all the good and noble achievements and learning which are embodied in the Pathfinder program. They symbolize both the high ideals for which Pathfinder stands and the growth and achievement that each Pathfinder will experience as a member of the Pathfinder Club. We will now proceed with an explanation of the pledge and law by our Pathfinders.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath, church family. We as the Pathfinders know by heart the familiar Pathfinder pledge. By the grace of God, I will be pure and kind and true. I will keep the Pathfinder law. I will be a servant of God and a friend to man. This pledge is not just a monotonous phrase, but it means something to us. In Pathfinders, we rely on God a lot. 2 Corinthians 12:9 tells us that God's grace is sufficient for all our needs, and that in our weakness, his strength shines through. Whether it's with supplies, a need for staff, and even personal testimonies, God is always working in our lives. Only by the power of Christ can our lives be changed. Through him, we can be pure in deed, we can be true, honest in our study, work, play, and all that we do in our daily lives. We can be kind to others, treating them as we would want to be treated. By relying on Christ, I seek to understand the deeper meaning of the Pathfinder law and strive by God's grace to live by his Spirit. I pledge myself in 1 Corinthians 10:31 to do all for the glory of God. And lastly, I pledge to be a friend to man. God has called each of us to do unto others as we would have them do, but even more, love them as we love ourselves.
Keep the morning watch. Psalms 108, verses 2 and 3 says, "Awake, lute and harp. I will awake in the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises to you among the nations." Keeping the morning watch means that I will have personal prayer and Bible study each day. Ellen White encourages us to be daily strengthened by the deep love of God and to let that shine forth around us.
Do my honest part. Ministry of Healing says that if more time was spent in personal effort, greater results would be seen. The poor are to be relieved, the sick cared for, the sorrowing comforted, and the ignorant instructed. Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. By the grace of God, I will help others and do my duty and my honest share wherever I am."
Care for my body. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Our Savior spent many healthful hours in nature and in communion with his Father. Let us take his example. "I will strive to be temperate in all things that are healthful and strive to reach a higher standard of physical fitness."
Keep a level eye. Proverbs 15, verse 4 tells us, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness breaks the spirit." Science is now showing that our brain chemistry changes when we tell a lie. It confuses the brain to tell a falsehood. Proverbs 13, verse 13 says, "He who despises the word will be destroyed, but he who fears the commandment will be preserved." Keep a level eye means that I will not cheat, lie, or deceive, and I will despise dirty talk and evil thinking.
Be courteous and obedient. Christian courtesy should be found in every household. It is cheap, but it has the power to soften, which would grow hard and rough without it. If we had the willingness to treat others the way we want to be treated, we wouldn't have half the problems in this life. All may possess a sunny disposition, gentle voice, and courteous manner. Children are drawn to such. This is found in the Adventist homepage 421. True obedience comes from a heart fully surrendered to Jesus. By God's grace, I will be kind and thoughtful of others, reflecting reflecting the love of Jesus in all my associations with others.
Walk softly in the sanctuary. Prophets and Kings, page 48 and 49 says, true reverence for God is inspired by a sense of his infinite greatness and a realization of his presence. With this sense of the unseen, every heart should be deeply impressed. The hour and place of prayer are sacred because God is there. And as reverence is manifested in attitude and demeanor, the feeling that inspires it will be deepened. In Psalms 128, 1 through 4, we read, blessings on all who reverence and trust the Lord, on all who obey him. Their rewards shall be prosperity and happiness. Your wife shall be contented in your home. Your children will bring you joy as they gather around your table. That is God's reward to those who reverence and trust him. Walk softly in the sanctuary means in any devotional exercise, I will be quiet, careful, and reverent.
Keep a song in my heart. I will be cheerful and happy and let the influence of my life be as sunshine to others. God has given men much more than animals in their life, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With so great a gift as this, our lives should be so transformed that we will show appreciation of this love by spreading it to others. As one drop of rain prepares the soil for more rain, so one good thought or smile prepares the heart for another. Psalms 95:1 says, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Paul tells us in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let's all keep this song in our hearts.
Go on God's errands. Trees that are crowded closely together do not grow healthy and sturdy. The gardener transplants them that they will have room to develop. A similar thinning may benefit members of large churches. They need to be placed where their energies will be called and called forth in active Christian service. They are losing their spiritual life because becoming dwarfed and inefficient for want of self-sacrificing work for others. Transplanted to a missionary field, they would grow strong and vigorous. Jesus tells us in Matthew 28:18-20, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I will always be ready to share my faith and go about doing God good as Jesus did.
On behalf of the Valley View Pathfinder Club, I accept the vow of the candidates and their representative to live by the Spirit and the precept of the Pathfinder Pledge of Law.
I would like to have the staff join me up again in preparation for receiving our new candidates. For those of you who don't know what induction was, it's basically initiating new members that have never belonged to a Pathfinder Club before to belong to the worldwide organization of Pathfindering. So that's kind of why this service is important. It's inducting them into a lifelong path, hopefully, of mission and service in their churches when they grow up to be adults even. Now I'd like to have the new Pathfinders that are being inducted to come join us and just stand on the stage here or on this somewhere. Just come on up. We have quite a few new members. We are so excited. It is such an awesome, awesome thing. And we're going to go ahead and put our scarves on them at this time. So Pathfinders, go ahead and do face their staff, and they will get your scars. Just go ahead and turn around. They'll get you on a scar. Turn around. They went that way. Somebody have a slide? And when you have your scarf on, why don't you stand on these steps right here? Go ahead and take a stand. Okay. I'd like our Pathfinders that are already in our club to go ahead and stand. And I'd like to invite anyone else in our audience that used to be a Pathfinder or an active Pathfinder. But before we do that, let me, because I want you all to see these people. We have a few extra special guests in our audience. They are our Pathfinder historians, Arnold and Dixie Plata. Please stand. They're here to help celebrate this special day with us, as well as our area coordinator, John Chadwick, in the back. We thank you so much for being here. It's awesome to be represented by awesome leaders like you. Anyone else in our audience that have been in Pathfinders to please stand? Look at that. I want to draw a special, and look at that, kids. You are in a church of Pathfinders. Isn't that awesome? That's awesome. I want to draw special attention to this Valley View Church very first Pathfinder who is still with us. He decided to come in dress uniform in the back, James Kivett. I thought that was very nice of you to come representing. He was in the very first Valley View Pathfinder Club, in a club of six people, and he was one of them. So thank you for joining us. Zach was also in Pathfinders back there. He's out of uniform, though. But Zach was also, and his sister Abby were all Pathfinders. She's in the back. There you are, Abby. Awesome. Thank you. Since we're all standing, we're going to all join. Raise your right hand. And we're going to do the Pathfinder Pledge in Law. Oh, this one. This verse. I get confused. This way. By the grace of God, I will be pure, kind, and true. I will keep the Pathfinder Law. I will be a servant of God and a friend to man. The Pathfinder Law is for me to keep the morning watch, do my honest part, care for my body, keep a level eye, be courteous and obedient, walk softly in the sanctuary, keep a song in my heart, and go on God's errands. Okay, you may have a seat. Okay, Aridis, take it away. Close it. You can go have a seat. You just
can. Yeah, you can go have a seat. After this. I want to invite you all to open your Bibles in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. We have our light in here. But what does the light represent in our lives? It's the Holy Spirit, helping us to go through this world of darkness, because we live in a world of darkness. And the darkness is increasing every time. So we need to be sure that we are connected to that fountain of light so we can receive the wisdom that we need to go through this life. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2 says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. It's a prophecy. Darkness will cover the earth. And we can see it. Like if we look at the news, if we watch TV or anything, we can see how the world is going backwards, I could say. We really need Jesus. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And we have the candles, but we know that the light of the world, this is our light as Christians. And this is what we're teaching to our kids. And this is what we all should be learning about, God's holy word, because it's our light for this world of darkness. Do we all want to be prepared for this darkness that is coming? We need to study more. We need to pray more. We need to pray for each other. And we need to prepare our army, because this is our army. This is the army who's going to take the light and go out in the world and talk and make Jesus shine in a world of darkness. It's my desire in this morning that we all take our light and go out to the world of darkness and let Jesus shine through us. Christine, now we're going to have our closing song.
You all stand. To invite Kevin. He's going to have a special prayer for us, for the staff, and for the kids as we start this new year.
in our Pathfinder Club.
Let's bow our prayer. Dear Father, we just want to especially ask for your blessing on each young person that is represented here. Dear Father, it is a challenge in this world, and a challenge that these young kids have taken up to serve you, to be a light in this community, in this church, and in their prospective churches, wherever they are. Dear Father, we just ask that you will help them to feel your presence with them, that they will be truly a strength to each church. Dear Father, some say that the kids are the future of our church, but we know that is not the case. They are our church. Continue to bless. Continue to guide. Give each one of us courage as we watch their growth. We pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.